Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, welcome to Wednesday edition of the Philly Making Home Show. I'm your host, Philly Hump, and of course, running late as usual. I called in to start the show. That call in number is 323-622-1469. Call in and talk about today's issues. And those issues so far, I would have to say, good timing. So I'm going to go ahead and bring that Billy Nick in. And Billy Nick, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Yeah, I was just explaining to everyone, you know, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't have some kind of call-in issue. One of us were
Absolutely. It looks like when I first called in, you hung up on me.
Did I? I didn't see you coming at all.
Well, I was in, and then it hung up. So.
Yeah, I've had that issue happen. But anyway, you know, it would be a show without Blog Talk messing with us. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's our
thing. Like to
but before we really get into some of these, I do have some breaking news to Vincent Velasquez did leave today's game after just two pitches. And Yes, two pitches in to his start, to his outing. And it appears as if it's just some kind of soreness, but they're gonna, yeah, I think they're gonna do some tests. Yeah, make sure it's nothing serious.
One short hell of a start there.
Yeah, you would think if they, you know, figure out that it's okay, you know, maybe he doesn't need a full 5 days to recover two pitches.
Yeah, I wonder if that is the quickest or least amount of pitches for one starter in a game.
I do remember an occasion a few years ago where a pitcher was thrown out after, I don't remember, two or four pitches into a game where he came in, he was the starting pitcher. And I know one pitch he threw behind a guy and then the next pitch he hit. And he got kicked out of the game. And there was a story there, the guy had hit a home run the previous game. He flipped his bat. To me, unless you flip the guy off, I don't know if he's going to throw at him, kick down a kick. That's the only other instance I can think of.
Well, either way, not so good, but, you know, again, it's the Phillies, so.
Yeah,
back
right.
Down to earth, and this is not surprising.
Yeah. No, we figured some kind of tragedy might strike the Phillies. Speaking of tragedies, you know me, I like my segments. Just go ahead and talk about, yeah, the big loss from the past weekend. I'm sure you were sad. I mean, it's not to say that the guy was not in good shape. But sad to see him go.
Agreed.
And everybody everywhere has been trying to do their, like, you know, their tribute still in their greatest of all time. I don't know if people wanted to do anything like that. We get really disgusted with it. Pre-show. Meeting. That's like a very big honor. I certainly had nothing in mind to, you know, start.
No.
Trying to come up with some kind of truth. I think we have enough to talk about this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we have very limited time as it is, so as much as that may seem crass, I think it's more overkill at this point.
Yeah, true. Mandatory minicamp, you know, open this week. fans did arrive, as did Darren Sproles. But of course, the big one is the Washington Cubs. No pun intended. But making sure that he was able to.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, making sure that he was able to report. I mean, I know they're still in contract talk. A lot of people think that a contract should get done before training camp. I wonder if one isn't reached, if Steve Fletcher.
Well, it's not like he's doing anything yet so far in this training camp. They're just having him lightly jog around, and, you know, he might as well have stayed home.
Yeah, but it's good for him to be there, you know?
I mean, I guess, but, you know, why does he get special treatment, you know?
Well, he wasn't there for anything. You don't want to rush him. Sorry, get him different parking and then get him hurt in any of these, you know, these drills.
Well, obviously, yeah. You don't want to get anybody hurt, but.
Well, sure,
you know.
But he hasn't been around for any of this stuff. Like, for all we know, he was just sitting around eating chips all day.
Well, regardless, I think it's clear. They have some sort of deal with Peterson saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm not having Fletcher run around getting hurt. So he's just going to kind of lightly go through everything until we get this contract figured out. So, I mean, Darren Sproles missed all that time. He's in there doing everything like every other player. What's the difference?
Can't tell you one. Well, I guess the only thing I can come up with is with a new, I know that Western thought it's going to be a new system for the offense, but a new lineup now in defense going back to the 4-3 and wide nine there. Which, you know, I'm going to be ecstatic about that wide nine. It's exactly on the outside of the band. In the 3-4. You know, some different adjustments there. Again, it's probably what you're saying. Probably just they don't want to do anything for them until they get a contract. And basically, Fletcher Cox showed up just so he would be a distraction for any camp. It's not really good.
Yeah, I mean.
And to be perfectly honest, I'm fine with that scenario. If that's what they're doing, if they're just having him there, so, just so he's not a distraction, so they're not having to answer the question, what do you think about Fletcher Cox not being here? I'm okay with that if that's the only reason he's even there.
Yeah, but when does it become a distraction for other players who have been there the whole entire time and are sweating and busting their butts, and then they see this guy who's just not doing, you know, he's just half-assing it. Because he doesn't want to get hurt.
Well, you can always cite, you know, Brady's productivity that he has with some of these guys. So what's your solution to the matter? What do you think should be going on right now?
I think either he goes full out in practice, or he stays home. Plain and simple.
You don't think it would be a bigger distraction to have him stay home and then have to have players hear about everything that your cops not be, as opposed to him being there, and at least they don't get asked those kinds of questions.
No. Because all in my mind now is that Peterson's soft. Just let Fletcher Cox do whatever the hell he wants, or his agent, because he doesn't want to get hurt. Like, if you're going to hold out, have the balls and hold out. Don't come back right when you're about to, you know, lose money and then not actually participate. What the hell is that? It's nothing.
It's clear he's there, so he won't get fined.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want you here to not want to get fined. I want you here because you want to be here and you want to work on learning this defense and being the best team that you can be, not worrying about you getting hurt and your contract.
Well, can he still be, you know, looking at the playbook and learning the defense? Physically going full stride in practice.
I'm sure he can, but there's a whole lot of difference between reading
and
doing.
Where the advantage is of being there, at least being there, and at least seeing a playbook, talking to your coaches, going to meetings. To me, there's an advantage there as opposed to just not being there at all.
I don't know. I'd still just rather have him not there.
Well, I guess we'll just have to agree. And look, I don't know if the contract. Let me ask you: if there is no new contract come opening a training camp, do you think Fletcher Cox is there?
Well, I didn't hear that.
If there's no new contract, do you think Fletcher Cox is there to start the training camp?
I don't know. That's a tough call. Probably, but. I'd probably say yeah if I had to lean one way.
Would you predict that you think there's going to be a new top trans by trans? Do you think that that's going
to be? I think there will be.
Okay, I do too. Look, I get what you're saying about wanting him there full-fledged or not. To me, I sort of look at it almost like you could treat it like a player injured does show up for meetings and, is participating in some ways, which is limited. I mean, there is no indication that there's any kind of, if there were some kind of indication that Fletcher Cox is nursing some kind of injury, then I'm sure that would make at least it easier for us to say, well, that's why he's not out there practicing. Going through all the motions. And I think he wasn't any more of a participant today than he was yesterday. And I don't know if he's going to be. Just tomorrow's the last day of the camp. I wonder if he's going to be any more participant tomorrow.
Right. But I mean, Peterson came out and said that, Fletcher's taking him easy because, we don't want to rush him in there. He wasn't there for the voluntary. So, we're just slowly bringing him along. And it has nothing to do with his contract. Now, obviously, I believe that's complete and utter bullshit.
Sure.
Quite frankly, the fact of the matter is that you just look at Darren Sproles, who missed the entire thing, pretty much the same amount of time that Cox did, and he's out there running around like a little Mighty Mouse. So clearly that's not the case. And, when it comes time to really getting things going, I either hope to God that there's a contract or, he's out there running around. But I don't think he will be because there's no other reason why he wouldn't be out there if it wasn't for the fact of him not wanting to get hurt. So if he's not wanting to get hurt now, why would that change when, training camp officially opens up?
Well,
gonna change that.
To me, I look at it and I say the reason why he's probably there inside, so he doesn't get fined is because if you look at the track record of guys who hold out, they're typically a lot of those guys that end up getting hurt. Take Dez Bryant from New Hampshire last year. Holding out to get a new contract, which I understand why he did that, but then he suffers an injury.
What's the first one that pops in my head.
But
what do you think that's because? Because all they're thinking about is their stupid contract and their money, and everything in the back of their head is saying, don't get hurt. Just don't get hurt. Just don't get hurt. And when you play that way, you're going to get hurt.
Well,
if you're not worried about your money, you can just go out there and play, and you do your thing, and you're probably not going to get hurt.
Well, we do have another caller on, but and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. the point I was making was that that the player getting hurt wasn't because he was sitting there not saying, oh, I don't want to get hurt, because he wasn't there for a lot of camp time and, you know, the optional team activities, and so he wasn't in as much football shape, and that's what I thought. Which is why I think...
Oh, sure.
And so I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo. Hello.
We're bringing you into a heated debate here.
Oh, yeah? It sounds like it. Are you having a brawl like Manchado and Ventura last night?
Well, thankfully, no punches or anything yet. But we still got 15 minutes left of the show.
Yeah, there's always time.
Well, let's talk sports. What do you guys got on the agenda today?
Well, so far we've been talking a lot about the Fletcher Cox contract situation, whether or not he should be in camp right now, if he should just be staying home. Really participating.
Well, he is coming to camp, right?
Yeah, he's in camp right now, but he's not really doing
he's walking through everything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure we don't want him to get hurt when he first gets in there. I mean, he's probably spending time in the video room too, because he's learning a brand new defense. Right.
Sure, but why isn't Darren Sproles taking it easy? He missed the same amount of time. He's out there running around like he normally is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen any reports on what Fletcher is doing or not doing. I assume they're going to get this deal done, and then we can be done with this.
You know, are we going to want to pay a defensive tackle 6 years, $60 million guaranteed?
I don't know.
$100-plus million contract?
Yeah, that's a major question.
But if we don't and we let him go free agency, will somebody else be willing to?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There definitely always will be.
Because I think him and Benny Logan playing tackle, playing, you know, in this new structure, I think they're going to be pretty good up the middle, don't you?
I think they're going to be great.
Agreed.
I'm very.
Yeah. And I like the middle linebacker, if he can stay healthy, Hicks.
Yeah.
I like that part of it.
I was looking at the defense and asked, how are you up the middle? Your defensive tackles, your middle linebacker, and your safety. And I look at this defense and I say they're very good up the middle. And then you got to worry about your perimeter. But, you know, when you talk about
and
the
I think the
tackles,
safeties they have are good too. Yeah.
Fletcher, when you talk about the defensive tackles, Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, you would say those are the strengths of this defense. You look at Jordan Hicks. He's, you know, if he's healthy, he's a big time contributor. And then you look at the back end, Malcolm Jenkins. And Rodney McLeod, I definitely like the secondary, the safeties there at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The problem is
do you guys think Cox is a distraction right now? The whole situation was going on.
Well, I don't think so because he's there, and at least the player.
And what did you think, Ryan? You thought he was a distraction?
I don't think he's a distraction yet. But again, if you have a guy who's just kind of walking through the drills and you know it's because it's got to do with his contract, and you have other guys there who have been there the entire time for voluntaries, through all the OTAs, and you're busting your butt, you're sweating, and you go look over Fletcher Cox, and he's not sweating, he's just kind of walking around. You're like, what the heck? Why is this guy get to do this?
Is that essentially what's happening? Because I don't know that. I haven't heard that.
Essentially.
Yeah, I know he hasn't been
Peterson
a full
came out. Peterson came out and said that Fletcher Cox is taking it easy, considering he hasn't been on the field and he's learning a new defense. So he's taking it very slow.
Okay.
He said it has nothing to do with the contract, but that is complete and utter BS to me.
I'd be more concerned if training camp started and he still had kind of a lackadaisical attitude. Then I would be concerned, I think.
Guys, I'm gonna ask this question. Go around the room quickly. Which do you think would be the bigger distraction for you? Is it him being there and you're kind of looking overseas and loafing, or him not there at all? Because I know for me there'd be a tendency if I'm a player to sort of be out of sight, out of mind. I'm not really thinking about much. Unless I'm being asked about by a reporter. Is it the bigger thing to see him there, you know, just kind of loafing, not doing much? Is that more of a – real quick, what do you guys think? Which would be the bigger distraction?
Yeah. Well, I'm not convinced. I'd rather have him there. I don't know if he's loafing or not. I don't know. He might be taking it because the worst thing could happen, him get hurt right now and be out for a year. That would be devastating. So
absolutely.
I get that part. But like I said, when training camp starts, that's when the shit starts flying. I'm hoping right now he's learning the defense and he gets himself in shape so he's ready to do something. So I'm not ready to hit the panic button, I guess, is what I'm saying. And Peterson, said, he already spoke to him yesterday, and apparently they had a real good discussion, or at least based on what Peterson said. And Peterson basically told him, said, man, I'm glad you're here. Let's get going. And they seem to be on the same page. So I don't know. I'd give it a few days and kind of see what's going to be going on. I mean, we're only two – he's only been back 2 days, so –
sure, and I get that. But if this does continue, for the player's sake, I feel like him not being there is going to be a less distraction because, again, you're not seeing him. You're not worrying about him. You got to focus on yourself. You got to do what you got to do to make this team, to make the starting lineup, whatever it is that you're fighting against. You got to concentrate on that, on learning the system, on you know, fighting with the guys that are there.
Absolutely. I wouldn't worry about that kind of stuff that you had no control over. Yeah.
Whether Fletcher Cox is there or not, that should be their main focus. Learning the playbook, being figuring out what you need to do to make this team. So the last thing in their mind, whether Fletcher Cox is there or not, should be about Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, there's still plenty of spots to be won.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's some guys who, are borderline cases. Could be off his team, like a Marcus Smith.
Yeah, Marcus Smith, that Shepherd guy. We got to see what he can do.
Hopefully he's rehabbed from his injury.
I completely agree, but it's a lot different when you're sitting in front of you. You're doing the same things, and he's walking, and you're running through it. And there's no good reason why the two of you shouldn't be doing the same drill at the same speed. It's just a visual thing. You're going to visually be distracted by it.
I agree.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to watch the Comcast SportsNet and see if they have any stuff from the camp so I can see that because I'd really like to see that. So I will try to watch that and find out. I didn't get a chance to read the paper today either, so I don't know what had been going on.
Yeah.
But I think we
probably beat this issue to death a little bit, but
yeah.
I agree with
you. Well, how about game three tonight? We should be talking Cavs Warriors here, man. I think LeBron's got to come and just forget trying to get the rest of the team involved, and I think he's got to go out and take it on himself and score 30 or 40 points, and they might have a shot at winning the game.
Maybe,
yeah.
What
do you guys think?
I personally
think LeBron's game.
Yeah, I think he's going to take over tonight. That's my personal prediction. I think it's going to be a big night for LeBron James. And I personally think that the Cavs are going to take it tonight. I think they're going to win game three.
Yeah, they have to. This is do or die, man.
Absolutely.
They have to take it.
Oh, yeah. If they don't win tonight, it's over.
Yep, it's all over but the crying.
So that'll be game four.
I think the Warriors win it again. Close game, but the Warriors win. As much as I don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I'd like to see a series. I'd like to see the Cavs win a couple games, you know?
Would be nice.
Hey, question for you guys. In the Thunder series against the Warriors. Thunder up 3-1. Mm-hmm. So did the Warriors raise their level and just win the series, or did the Thunder seem to kind of take their foot off their throat and let them back in?
I think it was a little bit of both. It seemed like the Warriors raised their game, and when it got tough, I felt like the Thunder got scared and they panicked. And at least everybody is around them just started to get the ball to Westbrook and Durant and scatter and watch.
Yeah, well, that kind of disappeared too. I mean, that was kind of, you know, pressure they've been applying to Golden State. I mean, they seem to have lost a clue as what they were doing.
But yeah, I felt like as soon as Golden State raised their game, that's when Oklahoma City said, "Oh crap, they're not just going to go away and die." And it's like, you know, then they went to the game.
I mean, it was all, honestly, Clay Thompson saved their season.
Yeah.
He had a monster game.
You're right.
And he absolutely re-energized them and turned the tide as far as the momentum. And the Thunder couldn't come back from that. It was too much.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that fifth game when they had them 3-1, a fifth game at their place, at Golden State's, I thought that was the game, man. That was the game I thought they could have had it, and they seemed to fade in the third.
Game six.
That's the one when they had them at their home. They just could not get over the hump, and you see where you're playing a team, and Golden State is definitely a team.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. I mean, their bench in game one was a big one. They won game one, and then in game two, it was an 8-point game at halftime, and they ended up winning by 30.
Yeah.
And that's when they just basically gave up. They were down.
Yeah.
And the defensive pressure, and again, I felt like LeBron was afraid to take a big shot.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be watching tonight.
Absolutely.
But some of the other players got to come up a little bit, too. I mean, I just don't – I think LeBron's got to not try to get everybody involved. He's got to go with his game, and everybody else, their game will come from that, you know, with rebounding, pick and roll, going to the basket, you know, giving LeBron some things to do, but him also taking it to Golden State.
Kevin Love is going to be out tonight for tonight.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is out. We've got about...
I thought he was doing anything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but could you believe that wasn't a foul?
I know.
It was so obvious. It felt like playground, like no blood, no foul or something.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, remember in the second half, they started calling little ticky-tack fouls.
Then it became ticky-tack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand why the officiating, why that wasn't a foul. Like, Jordan Love gets a concussion, they don't even call foul. And I haven't even heard any talk shows or anything even discussing that play about whether or not there should have been a foul call there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, we got about 15 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for listening. For the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Mick.
We'll see you in the podcast, folks. All right. And we are on live, everybody.
So we're podding now?
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Everybody,
I gotta say, I literally cannot hear you whatsoever.
Hear which, who, me or Eric?
No, Eric.
I know. I have real trouble hearing him too. He breaks up.
Every time, I literally am guessing as to what you're saying, and then I try to respond that way. I literally can't hear it.
Well,
it breaks up a lot, Eric.
I'm going to go back and listen, and if it's breaking up on air, I'm going to walk into Verizon store, and the first guy I see, I'm kicking him square in the nuts. For as much as I pay in a cell phone bill, if my reception's going to be that freaking crappy, and I'm having to restrict myself because I know we're still just PG-13, and knowing my luck.
Well, why'd you make it PG-13? You should always make it R.
Yeah, podcast should be R.
Yeah, well, I will kick someone right in the fucking nuts.
Oh, whoa, dude.
Went on a rant. I literally heard like half that rant. All I got was Verizon, kicking somebody in the nuts, no coverage, BS.
Well, when you have you listened to any of the other the cast? Will you go back and listen? Because
this is not the first time.
I mean, I've had trouble the last couple times I've called in. I hear like
probably
every other word or something.
In the last three or four.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, like the last. Yeah.
Pissed off.
Why don't you have a landline?
Because
you don't have a landline, do you?
No, I don't have a
I bet that's what it is because he's doing it on a cell phone, isn't it?
Well, I'm sorry.
Ryan, you're on a landline?
I should be crystal clear.
Well, this time I'm actually on my cell phone because I was running late, but I normally do it on my landline.
Oh, I tell you, Eric, you know what you could do for next week?
Hmm.
Why don't you come here and do it on the landline and see, and we'll see what kind of difference it is.
Yeah, I might have to do that, but I'm really pissed at Verizon. This is ridiculous that I should have this kind of trouble with as much as I pay a cell phone bill. There should be a tower right outside my apartment.
Okay.
Can I come with you to your trip to Verizon?
Absolutely.
I think we both better.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is we need to have an episode of the Billy Mick and Huff show. Be going
are
to
you
Verizon.
Are you gonna do this before the wedding? I guess, huh?
Yeah.
They won't be able to marry you from jail.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I want to get all this on video. So.
But we'll only get every other piece of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if we have Eric's cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
man.
It's charged $200 and you get bullshit service.
Yeah, I got like none of that.
What? You want to be able to hear everything? Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, that's,
hey, well, listen. Listen. Did any of you guys hear today? Did Machado and Ventura, did they get any kind of fines today? Or suspension?
I haven't heard anything. I would assume they will be.
Okay. I just wondered because, I mean, Machado's a little bit of a hothead, but that was the fastest pitch he threw all night. You can't tell me he wasn't trying to hit him.
No, exactly. It's bush league.
And he was trying to put as much mustard on it as he could, and he was making sure that he got him, that he wasn't able to get out of the way.
Yep.
So
absolutely. He wanted to get.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. And Ventura, he's a little bit of a knucklehead, I think. This is not the first time he's had these issues.
Yeah.
He's kind of like you going to the Verizon store.
Yeah, it won't be my first trip to the Verizon. Unbelievable.
Well, Ryan, I'm glad you said something because I was hearing like every other word. I wasn't sure what the issue was.
Yeah, I've literally just been kind of half guessing as to what he says sometimes. And I had to text him. I was like, you can't ask me questions because I sometimes I'm like, all right, well, I can't hear him. So I'm just going to let him go. So
yeah.
You're just going to get dead silence because I won't be able to hear it.
I've done that a lot with him.
Well, yeah, that's an effective method.
Just let him go. That's good talking to you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. As always, man.
Yeah, yeah. I did come in the middle of something tonight. I didn't know quite what was going on with the Fletcher Cox thing, but
yeah. Yeah, you know,
we'll have to wait and see. I'll try to see what I hear too about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope he doesn't become some kind of distraction, man, because he really is a good player.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope he signs a team-friendly contract and it's all over with, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's have no illusions. I mean, we're in a very weak division. It's very winnable.
Yeah.
But we ain't going anywhere past the second round.
No,
you know, when
I mean, even if the Eagles were to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's be realistic. We could win. I mean, the division is winnable. And if Aikman gets hurt again, as he always does, unfortunately, I mean, I like him, but he just cannot stay healthy. I mean, there's no way around it, right?
That was a flip there. You said Aikman, but I know you meant Romo. Aikman,
yeah, Romo. I did. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. Having a time warp.
Yeah. Please don't tell me he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, we might have a better chance. I think him at, 40-some years old, I think we got a good chance.
Yeah, as long as we're not getting Aikman back in his prime.
Oh, no. Yeah, unless somebody can do time travel. Well, I think the squirrels have finally tried to destroy the feeder out there, that little pan I had under there, Eric. Good, I'm just going to take it off. Now they're not going to have anything to land on. Oh, well.
It'll be fun.
Hey, guys, I got to run. It looks like I'm going to actually get to play a tennis match tonight. Even with the two showers we have, I think with the sun and the wind out there, I think everything's kind of dried off. Yeah. So, Eric, I'll see you tonight, right?
Yep.
What time do you think you'll be over?
Probably around 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. That's perfect. I should be done by then. Okay. Yeah. All right. Ryan, you take care.
All right.
All right, later, guys.
All right, later. The old man called in, and I apologize if anybody else has also had issues with hearing me in the last few weeks or however long the issue's been going on. I'm certainly going to try to get it straight. I don't know if it was an issue with Verizon and just nothing they can do about it. I might just go, the whole reason why I just stuck with Verizon is they supposedly have the best coverage. Well, if their coverage is going to suck ass, I'm still going to pay through the ass. No, I'm not keeping it. So I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm certainly not going to pay as much as I paid and then have such shitty coverage.
Yeah, I agree. But let's work on plan B for next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's a phone involved here. I mean, you know, just no purely out of laziness. And I certainly don't want to give out that other number. Like, there's no reason why I should need to have a landline. Like, I never really cared about having a second line on. To me, it's just an extra.
Well, it was cheaper for me to get the landline than without it, because I needed it.
Yeah, me too. I just didn't bother to use it because there was no point to it for me.
So, do you have a landline or no?
I have a landline. I have no idea what the number is. All I have to do is plug it in.
Buy some whatever phone and go to town.
Well, I'll probably do that, and then I'll just turn the ringer off from time to time. Because like, all we get are like some solicitor call stuff on there. If it comes up on the TV, you know, we get a solicitor call. That, you know, they're calling the number, but yeah, we're not answering.
So,
I'll check turn the radar off next. If I don't hear that.
Awesome.
Thanks, Bryce.
Well, listen, since we are having a little difficulties hearing you, why don't we end the show now before the Block Talk lady cuts us off and I scream some curse and, you know, the normal happens. Let's get ahead of it. Let's work on plan A and plan B for you for next week, and we'll get it all straightened out.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure to join us up on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, at @_Philly_Mick and @_Philly_Hump. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. Email us the show at thePhillyMickAndHumpShow@gmail.com. And we'll check in next Wednesday around 4:30. We'll post all the details as it comes. And I guess that's it. Take that, Blog Talk Lady. So for the Philly Mick,
I'm the Philly Hump.
Thanks for listening, as always, Philly. We'll see you next week.